previous video, you learned about 5 ways to banish your inner critic. Well, today, my friend, we are going to build upon that and we are going to dive into your hero's journey. What is a hero's journey, you may be asking me? Well, the hero's journey is something that writers and filmmakers have known about for many, many years. And it was developed by a man named Joseph Campbell, who was a myth hound. He was a fiend for myth. He would study myths from all over the world, from different cultures, different races. And what he did was he analyzed all these myths and found out, lo and behold, that there was a pattern. There's a pattern to how we face challenges and overcome them. It's all connected. So Joseph Campbell developed what he called the monomyth, which is now called the hero's journey. And essentially the hero's journey is about transformation. And as we know, transformation doesn't happen overnight. It happens in the small steps, the baby steps, the small decisions that we make in our journey to learn and implement new things. And as I go through the hero's journey and explain it in greater detail to you, I want you to keep in mind your video journey that you're on, your own journey with your business, and also the journey that your clients go on, because the hero's journey speaks to all of it. And I'll tell you, I have used the hero's journey in every single one of my creative pieces. I use it in my business videos. I use it in my artistic stuff. Like, it's all over. And the hero's journey is used in pretty much every single film, play, book that you have read or seen or heard. It's used everywhere when it comes to storytelling. And the reason is because it speaks to a common human experience. So number one is what's called the ordinary world. So the ordinary world consists of where the hero, you, is at right now. And internally during the phase of the ordinary world, the hero tends to have a limited awareness of what the problem actually is. Step number two of the hero's journey is the call to adventure. And internally, what's going on within the hero is that there's an increased awareness of the problem. So the first step, ordinary world, there's a very limited awareness that there is a problem. And in the call to adventure, the second step, you have more awareness of what the problem actually is. Step number three is the refusal of the call. And what's going on internally in the hero here is fear and resistance to change. I think we understand a little bit about that. Number four is meet with the mentor. And what's happening internally here is that he allows his mentor to help him overcome his fear. Number five is called crossing the threshold. Now, what's happening internally for the hero here is that the hero is committing to change. So crossing the threshold is an extremely important stage in storytelling, and it's an extremely important stage in your client's life, in your video journey. Crossing that threshold and committing to making change is so key. What I call it is a real yes. It's the difference between a pretend yes and a real yes. And the real yes means that you are actually committed. You're actually going to go forth and learn new things and commit to change. And once you cross that threshold, you are now entering the special world. Number six is tests, allies, and enemies. And what this is about with regards to your internal hero's journey is this is the stage where you are bringing in those peers who are supportive of what you're doing when you're making this new change. It's dealing with people who are critics of this new change and who are not supportive of you making this change. And it's about the tests along the way, the glitches that may come up, such as with video. And really, this whole stage is about experimenting with these brand new conditions. Number seven is approaching the innermost cave. La la la. And what's happening here within your hero's journey is you are preparing yourself for a major change or challenge within this new special world. Number eight is the ordeal. So the ordeal usually happens about halfway through a story or an experience, and it's a time when our hero faces death or a major challenge in some way. Oftentimes in stories, it will appear as though the hero has actually died or has actually given up or has completely stopped believing in himself. And what happens here in your hero's journey is that you're now aware of the consequences of this new special world and of the changes that you wanted to bring into your life. And these consequences can be good, they can be bad, it can be a mixture of all sorts of things, but you are suddenly very aware of what the real consequences are. Number nine is the reward. So this is when the hero has taken possession of the reward and is celebrating and on his way home. But there's also the danger of losing this treasure again. And what this means for your hero's journey is that you are accepting the good and challenging consequences of the new life that you're building for yourself. Number 10 is the road back. So the road back is often very perilous, and it's actually a dangerous time for our heroes. So in your hero's journey, what this means is that it's not quite there yet, that there are still forces within or without that are trying to prevent you from achieving your goal, such as the inner critic. The inner critic can kick in like gangbusters at this stage. It's time to rededicate to your mission and to your goals. Number 11 is the resurrection. And the resurrection is a bigger test to your commitment to change and to building the life that you want for yourself. And our delightful hero takes an action that solves the conflict that he or she was experiencing at the very beginning. And for your hero's journey, what's going on is it's about final actions, the final actions that you need to take to accept how awesome you are in your videos, for example. Number 12 is return with the elixir. And this is the last stage. And what this means for you and your hero's journey, especially when it comes to video, is acceptance of your new abilities, your new strengths, and you're putting it forth in the world to make it a better place. I'm gonna do a super, super, super quick recap version of it for you, okay? So your hero's journey begins with the ordinary world. Then it slides on down to the call to adventure. Then there's the refusal of the call and meeting with the mentor. Then there's the all-important stage of crossing the threshold into the special world. And there you meet your tests, allies, and enemies. And you approach the innermost cave. And that is where you face the ordeal. And as you're heading away from that, you've got the reward. And then there's the perilous road back. And a final bigger test through the resurrection. And then you celebrate and return with the elixir. Fun stuff. I just love the hero's journey. And in there are so many golden nuggets that you can use in your journey to getting better on camera and making better videos to understand what stage of the journey you're actually on, and giving you an understanding that as long as you stay on the journey, you will return with your elixir and shine on camera and be awesome, make fabulous videos for your tribe that they will love. And yeah, it's gonna be golden. It's gonna be beautiful. Every single person in the on-camera bootcamp will be at a different stage through that at different times. So let's make sure that we cheer on everyone in the group and support the stage that they're at. So I want you to make sure that you download your sweet sheet PDFs, because I've got some lovely little exercises in there for you to take a look at. And of course, head on over to the group and share some of your findings. Okay, so that is it for your hero's journey. I will see you in the next video. Dream up. Psh.